Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You know what? Mother Nature has snapped a little bit and brought us some white weather and a little bit of cold weather. Great weather to don the Stormy Cromer, man. I look forward to this all year long. Bob, I used to make fun of you before I was educated and informed, all right? But now I am a proud Stormy Cromer owner, and the reason is for days like this. It's windy, it's cold, and as a grilling guy, if you're out on your back deck, you want to be in some warm wool clothing, and Stormy's it. What are you thinking about that, man?
I think I would like to see Clark Griswold in a Stormy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love that song. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Brian is producing us, of course, this morning because he doesn't want to go outside. It's too cold out. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate that you finally fessing up because I caught a lot of crap for years from people wearing a Stormy who had never seen one only because they were jealous. And so now you don't have to be jealous. You've got a closet full of them.
I do, and I'm very grateful as a result. You know, and this whole show is about the Christmas gifts for the griller, for the outdoorsman, for the person that is on your list that spends a little bit of time outdoors. So right now on the grilling line, we're talking with Gina from Stormy Cromer. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
And Gina is the president, so we got some girl power here. We got women rising to the top all around the country, and in all honesty, I'm sure your dad, Bob, is so proud of what you've done to help him out with that company because I see your stuff everywhere. I was watching a television show or a movie the other night, and this guy had a Stormy on, and I thought, how cool is that? He's got my black one on.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a blast working with my dad and my family and just keep continuing to grow this brand and keep people working, and it's truly an honor. So I'm glad to hear you're seeing them all over.
Yes, we love that, and we're trying to help you.
Good.
So we think, and I've got some women hitting me up for the Ida Cromers. My daughter claims she doesn't have one. I have three daughters, and somehow the middle daughter didn't get the Ida, so I'm in the well. But I just thought for Christmas gifts, what could be nicer for your lady than an Ida Cromer?
Exactly, and you know what's great is we have actually a couple of different styles for women. So depending on the kind of lady you're shopping for, so the Ida Cromers is pretty basic. It kind of looks like an original, but just a little shorter brim, a little shorter profile to fit a smaller frame, fit the ladies. But for if you've got a little bit of a flashier woman you're shopping for, our petal pusher cap is definitely the way to go. It's got a big wool flower on the side and just gives a little more pizzazz, a little more fashion sense. So that's really fun and is actually our best-selling ladies cap. And then if you're shopping for a lady with longer hair, we just this year introduced a version of the Ida with a hole in the back for your ponytail to come on through. So you still get
what a great idea.
Yeah, still get the earbands, still get all that functionality. We call it the Millie Cromer, and Millie was George and Ida's niece. And we found out she actually helped with the business when she was like in her late teens, early 20s. She would actually ride a train from Kaukauna to Milwaukee and carry the cut pieces of fabric in a suitcase. They would cut them in Kaukauna, and she would ride the train to Milwaukee with the cut pieces to the sewers down there. So wanted to give a nod to another lady who had a hand in growing this business early on.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
And not everybody can say cut from Kaukauna.
Right.
So what other cool gifts could a guy pick up for his lady?
I would say the other thing that is really cool, and we have these for men and women, but our mittens have really taken off as one of the products beyond hats that's been very successful for us. So we have Ida's mittens for the ladies. We have Tough Mitts for the men, but they match our hats. They are super warm. They combine wool with some goat skin, which just handles really great in the cold and the wet. So it's a nice set to think of a hat and a matching pair of mittens.
That is a great idea. I have a pair of the green ones with the brown leather, and
yeah,
my hands get very cold in the winter. I'm kind of a sissy that way. So I wear those mittens all the time, and my hands never get cold. I can sit out in the snow, like when I'm heading up this right after the show here to do some muzzleloader hunting. The only thing I'd really like is if you had a little finger hole that I could pop my finger
right
out of them on. So
yeah,
I just pop the mitten off when it's time to pull the trigger, and I hope I get to pop the mitten off.
Generally, right, you've got time to pop the mitten off and to get your finger on the trigger. But
yeah.
If you're Bob and you're sleeping and all of a sudden you wake up and the buck's standing in front of you, it's like it'd be really good to have a little hole in the mitten.
Well, that's the secret. That's how you get them to stand in front of you, is if you fall asleep.
Because you're very quiet when you're
very,
doing that.
Very, very quiet.
Assuming you're not snoring. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about for the ladies? What would be something really cool? I also think you have, like, for the ladies, some poncho kind of, I don't know what you girls call them.
Yeah, no, it is a poncho.
Yeah.
And that's been a great seller for us. Comes in a couple of different colors, all plaid. We actually have a limited edition red and black plaid version, so real classic. What's great for a gift purpose is they are one size fits all, no need to worry about that, and they do look great on ladies of all sizes. So that's an easy gift idea for men.
And
if you're not sure of the size and all that, you can just grab what's your favorite color and go.
Well, and there's Stormy stores all over Michigan. I know there's a really
everywhere
wonderful one in Newaygo that I love going to. And there's a really cute one downtown Muskegon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're all over the place. But let's say there's not a store by you. What can they do? They just go to the Grillin' Guys website and hit the Stormy link?
Absolutely. And we are blessed to in this state to have so many great retailers. And we would love for folks to give those great dealers their business, but if you just can't find what you want, definitely you've got the link to our website and we can take good care of you. You can always go with the gift certificate if you're not sure of size or anything. That fits everyone. And we do have a couple of Christmas items online right now, like a Stormy stocking. So that's the ultimate gift for the Stormy lover, and we'll even put your name on it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, speaking of putting your name on it, Gina, we got a little shipment from you. Thank you very much. But I have to put the plug in for the waxed button vest with the red plaid lining.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have the red plaid flannel. When you put that on and then you put the waxed vest over it, and I've got a waxed hat with the Harris tweed on the side. I wore this to Bob and I were in a chili cook-off this last weekend. We won, by the way, over 38 teams.
Awesome.
But we only won because I was styling so high in my red plaid with my vest with a red plaid lining, matching hat. I got a dozen compliments on that, and I'm not a guy that gets complimented on my style. But you hooked me up. And I just had to let you know because it's warm. It was comfortable. You know, it was 35 degrees out. We're outside cooking, and I'm standing there literally in a flannel shirt and a vest, very comfortable. So love my Stormy.
Good. Good. Love to hear that kind of feedback on our products. Thanks.
All right. Gina Jackward-Thornson from Stormy Cromer in Ironwood, Michigan. You can get them all around the world online, or there's a retailer near you if you're within the sound of my voice. There's retailers all over the country. So we're so proud of your Michigan company and your UP heritage. All the best, and Merry Christmas to all you folks up there.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thanks a lot.
Some of the best clothing I own, no question. The quality is exquisite. It's not too pricey. It's very affordable for what you get. It's a good quality garment. And
people are coming back to buying Made in America.
Right.
And that's, you know, a big theme in the political season this year. With Trump, Make America Great Again. This one way you can do it is by buying from your local guys.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And they're just the nicest people, and their products are so good. Why wouldn't you? So another Christmas gift that's easy on the budget is a ThermoPen. That's something you can pick up for as low as $39 for the ThermoPop or up to $99 for the new MXZ, I think it is,
right.
MX7. It's a Lincoln or a ThermoPen. I can't remember what it is. But those are wonderful gifts for anybody. My wife has one in the kitchen, and she uses it all the time.
It's the number one tool for a griller, period. If you're going to want one gift for the grilling guy, make sure they've got a quality digital thermometer, and ThermoPens are the ones. Coming up next, we're going to jump a little bit deeper into your pocket. We're going to go to the next level and talk about some affordable grills and smokers and where you might get those for the griller on your holiday list. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Our peaceful-